We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amad Aleph. And we are starting from the brand new Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Vav Amad Aleph. We just finished two big sugyas, a sugya of Gneves Das, and a sugya of Basar Shonis Alman Ayin, which in Shulchan Aruch, there in Sif Beis, it brings down a Yeshma Kilim, that if the meat is in the same exact place that you left it, you don't have to worry about it. And the Ramah says that's the Ikar Halacha. And therefore, if you leave the meat in the exact same place where you found it, so there the chayr should not be a problem, l'maisa, a basa shesalman ayin. Again, there's no shaykhis to sending a shliach, which is a different sugya, a sugya of chesam, it's not basa shesalman ayin. Now I'm going to go back to the sugya of gid hanasha, back to the mishnah of gid hanasha, the sugyas of gid hanasha. Zok the mishnah. Hanoitl gid hanasha, when you remove the gid hanasha, you devein the gid hanasha from the yarech of the animal, tzorch shita oskula, you have to remove the entire gid. And like Rashi says, it's stam mishlak rameya. We have before machlekes rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have to be do chatita, chatita means that not only do you take the vein that's visible, you have to go and remove that sciatic nerve, it's even deep into the meat. You have to do chatita. And that's the Tanakam holds. Hadnoit l'gir anosha, tzarech shita oskula, you have to remove everything. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. All you have to mekayim is the mitzvah natila, which means all the part that goes by the calf and it goes until the meat, until it goes into the meat, you have to move all that. But you don't have to do chatita. That's b'chalikas number one. B'chalikas number two in our Mishnah is ha'ichol megid anosha kazayis, v'ida kazayis, so'epik abom. You have to eat tafik kazayis. Or, ochel v'ein by kazayis chayiv. Or if you don't eat kazayis chayiv. And what's the case v'ein by kazayis chayiv? That's a case of you ate a beria, and we saw also that Rehuda argues in that Rehuda holds that there's no you always need a kazayis. So the next part of Mishnah says that eating kazayis is the sefer abam even if you don't eat the whole gid. If you eat the entire gid, even without kazayis, echayev. Och mizeh kazayis. You eat a kazayis from the right leg and the left leg. So if shmoinim, you get 80 malkas. You're two malkas because they both have the issa gid anasha. In a sefer abam, you only get 40. And it's going back on the din of two. You only have on 1 foot. But we know he argues in the middle case also from the brisa. So I can put him the three halachas of the Mishnah, all three are machlekesim. First halacha of the Mishnah is you have to mechat it acharav. You have to take out the whole entire vein, the whole entire nerve. Second machlekes is if you need a shir kazayis dafko, even a barrier is chayiv. And the third machlekes is is the left leg chayiv? According to Tanakama, alchem zekazayis sevig shmoinim. Rehuda says no, in a sevig labam, you only get 40 because you only chayiv for one leg, not the other leg. So the Gemara is going to discuss which part of the Gid HaNosha you have to remove and are Yechayev for. Bar Piuli, it's the name of a person, Havakoy Kameh de Shmuel, he was like one of the Tamidim of Shmuel, it sounds like he was standing in front of Shmuel, it was Kavanak Atma, he was deveining the sciatic nerve for Shmuel, taking out the Gid HaNosha for Shmuel. Havakoy Gomle, what he was doing was, he was cutting, like Rav Yehuda, not like Rameyah. He just cut it on top of the meat and cut off all the nerve that was exposed on top of the meat that was going towards the thigh bone, cut that all off, and that was it. So Shmuel says to him, "Only chus beitvei, dig deeper into the basa, take out the vein. Hashta yiloich hazisach, if I hadn't seen you, safis le'yasuri, you would have gave me yisa, you would have fed me yisa, because you weren't being mechat acharav." So Bar Piuli was very embarrassed and scared, irsis, nafal tzikinim yodeh, his knife fell out of his hand. Like Rashi explains, he was scared that he was being choshem, he's a ma'aret, so he's a rasha, that's even worse. Either way, he's doing it on purpose, he doesn't know. Amalei, look here, don't worry about it. The Ayurloch, because whoever taught you how to do this, taught you like Rav Yehuda, but we hold like Rameyah. That's what Shmuel was saying. You learn like Rav Yehuda, that all you have to do is cut off that part. But the truth is, we have passed like Rameyah, and therefore, you have to do more. Amar Rav Sheshes, my the shokel bar piule the raisa le Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda was removing was the raisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So freit the gemara it's mashma mechlal the shayer the rabbanon le Rabbi Yehuda. It's mashma that whatever was not taken out that's not also the raisa but is also the rabbanon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is that true? El the oyerloch early command. If that was the case, then who did he learn command oyerla? Who did he learn by? It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. If you're telling me that Rehuda agrees that midirabbanon, you have to devein even the part that's deep into the basar, so who is Bar Piuli going like? He's going like no one. Elam Rav Sheshes, I mean to say like this. Madashokel Bar Piuli is the araisa, umadashayah, we left over, even for a mayor is only the rabbanon. So it's like this. The part that you take off above the meat there that goes, wraps around the calf, that's the raisa. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that's the raisa, you have to remove it. Even the part that's left over inside the meat that you have to take out according to Rabbi Meir, it's only mid the Rabbanon. That's what Rabbi was saying, it's only Rabbanon. And Bar Pili learned like a lot like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel was saying, no, we have to like Rabbi Meir, be mechatet achara. Zot Gemara Vaita, more disgusting where the mokum of the Gira Nosha is, what you have to remove. This is really handling what's the deraisa part of it. Because we pass like Ramey, you have to take off all the gid, at least Midrash Rabbanan, you have to remove all the part of the gid, all parts of it. The next Gemara we'll discuss really where's the Chiyuv Malkus from. The only part of the gid anosha you chayiv malchus for is the part of the vein of the nerve that goes around the calf. The calf is the muscle that goes around the thigh bone. It's rounded. And the vein that goes around that area, that's the ikker gid anosha, and that's the only place where is the issa tayra. Le'osha tayra osha al kaf bavad. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael is gid anosha, asher al kaf hayorech. Ad hayom hazeh. So it says al kaf hayorech. So we see dafka al kaf is the one that's chayiv. Amra papa, your member Shmuel is machlekes tanoim really. Ketanoim, it's machlekes tanoim. And this brisa explains this machlekes of the nida kazayis and not, which you learned in the Mishnah. It said stamazay that ain't bekazayis chayiv, which is the Rabban shita. This brisa will explain Rabbi Yehuda shita. Oklu ve'ain by kazayis chayiv, like our Mishnah, you eat it ve'ain by kazayis chayiv. Why? Because you ate a beria. Rabbi Yehuda me'achi ye by kazayis until you have a sheer kazayis. My time in the Rabban. Once you're on the Rabban, who says chayiv, even though you did not eat a kazayis, so the Marcus beria. If they ask me, it's a barrier. That's why Yechai tap on base. Rabbi Yehuda says Achila Ksivbe. It says in the pasuk Achila Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael. Usually Achila means Shir Kazayis. Rabbanon Achi Achila Dechi Ispe Abav Chamish Zaysim Vachachah Kazayis Mechayiv. You know what Achila is teaching you? In a case where it's a very big gid, and the gid is 4 or 5 Zaysim big, Kamashwan Da Achila, that Achila alone is Chayiv, even a Kazayis. That's what Achila is for. We're not saying only exclusively a Kazayis. This means that in a case where it's big, you can chayiv a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that I know, that you chayiv 5, 6, you know, there's 5, 6 zaysim, you chayiv a kazayis alone, ma'asher al-kaf ha-yorech nafka. I learned that from asher al-kaf ha-yorech, mashma, they don't have to eat the whole thing. Any part that's on the yorech, you chayiv, as long as it's achila. So therefore, what's achila for? Tell you, no, you need that, you need nafka kazayis. Because that the ichayev for a part of it alone is enough from the pasuk asher al kaf hayorech. So the achila telling you has to be daf for kazayis. What are Rabban do with asher al kaf hayorech? Rabban who very like a Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel le osro toira el asher al kaf hayorech. I need to teach us that the only chiyev is only from the vein that's a kaf hayorech. So you see from here already that Rabban hold like Shmuel and Rehuda argues as Shmuel. Rav Yehuda. Hayorich siv the kula yarech. Rabbi Yehuda says that from the word al-kaf hayorich teaches us that not only the makam of the yarech, any part of it is chayiv. The kula yarech, the whole entire thigh, not al-kaf hayorich. You see, the Joshua of Rabbi Rabbanon was, and Shmuel also, el shal al-kaf hayorich, because it says kaf, only on the kaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, hayorich siv. It's mastered the entire thigh. And therefore, he clearly argues on Shmuel, he holds that Yechayiv any part of it. And then, that's how you knew Yechayiv even for part. Hayno kazayis machila. Paryuda hayorech siv. The kul yarech. What did Rabbanon do with hayorech? Rabbanon, ahu the poshet isurei bekul yarech. That's teaching us to megalatos which vein, which nerve we're talking about. Like we spoke about a few times already, there's two sciatic nerves, the pnimi and the chitzain. The pnimi, which is the one that Chayiv Malkus, is very long. It starts from the tailbone until the second knee, approximately. It goes through the whole yarech, the whole thigh. And the chitzoin only goes on the top. So it says ha-yarech to megalatos that the which gid are we talking about? Which gid is the gid anasha? Ahu the pash the sur of a kul yarech, the fugi chitzoin the loy, coming to exclude the chitzoin. That's what ha-yarech is teaching us. V'lo'oilom b'davka shalakaf, only v'alakaf yichayev. That's just megalatos, which one? But v'adi only chayev v'alakaf. So that's Machlekes Yehuda and Rabbanon and the Bira Machlekes. And it comes out, through this, there's also a machlekes if we hold a Shmuel or not. If it's davka chayiv on the gid that's a kaf yarech or not. Zot the Gemara, high kaf boil el muti oif. Don't need the word kaf to exclude oif from the parish of gid anosha. The less the kaf doesn't have a rounded thigh bone. So we need the kaf for that. How can you use kaf to teach us lefi Shmuel that davka chayiv al kaf yarech? You need it for something else. So the Gemara Trei Kaf Ksivi says twice Kaf in the pasuk. It says Alkein LeYoichu Bnei Yisrael Zgid Anosha Shal Kaf Yarech Adi Yemzeh Ki Noga BeKaf Yarech Yaakov Gid Anosha. So therefore, we have twice the word Kaf. Then we have this din of Shmuel. So Kaponim, which comes out in this Mishnah, is like this. Technically, we really have three shitas that comes out. And the Mishnah is only two, but through Shmuel and the Brisa, you have another shita. You have a shita Rameir. That you have to remove the gid, and then you have to mechatet acharav even deep into the basar midrabanu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have to take out the sciatic nerve that's exposed, not that's in the basar. Now, in that sciatic nerve that's exposed, it's a machlokes, what's the deraisa? According to Rabbi Yehuda, every part of it is deraisa. According to Rabbanan, dafka kafa yorech. Dafka, it's on the rounded part, is deraisa. So technically, we have three shittas when it comes to the kaf yarech. I'm not sure what a mayor holds, a gabbit, it's a kubi, it's not three sheets. Maybe my hold that the only chiv, the rice, is only on the one that's on, like the rabbanon. It's not dafka three sheets, but there's three different discussions in which part of Gid Anosha is chayiv and which part is also, which part has to be removed.